Pacheco, and welcome to another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. I've written a paperback I'd like you to read, and it tells America's story through the great character actors of Hollywood's golden age. Joining me on today's program is the radio columnist from the Orange County Register and my good friend Gary Lycan with his weekly On the Backlot report. This week, I'll honor Broadway's forgotten love songs and how they are immortalized in cinema. For every Till There Was You, There Is Being in Love. Chim Chimmery, which won the Best Song Oscar, there is Feed the Birds. And the list goes on and on. So I decided to explore the forgotten Hollywood archives to find wonderful music that should always be remembered and played. I should hasten to remind you, I'll be focusing on what is considered Broadway's golden era. Prior to 1943, stage productions concentrated on important dramas from the pens of folks such as Arthur Miller, Tennessee Williams, and Clifford Odets. Occasionally, musical reviews were written, but the plots were thin in order to complement notables as Irving Berlin, Cole Porter, and the Gershwins, or as vaudeville-oriented fare from the creative mind of Florence Ziegfeld, for example. Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II changed all this with their production of Oklahoma, which was built actually on the nuanced storyline innovations created by Showboat. The book musical was created. The translation? A musical play where songs and dances are fully integrated into a well-made story with serious dramatic goals and then able to evoke genuine emotions other than laughter. Movie scripts had attempted to achieve the same effect in Singing in the Rain and Hans Christian Andersen, but the movie version of Oklahoma in 1955 sparked a musical genre renaissance which still exists today. To their credit, Rodgers and Hammerstein pioneered a style of cinematic presentation that includes Carousel, The King and I, State Fair, Flower Drum Song, The Sound of Music, and South Pacific. From their latter production, here is Belly High on Forgotten Hollywood.
Most people live on a lonely island, lost in the middle of a foggy sea. Most people special island, come to me.
I'm Manny Pacheco, and we're checking out forgotten love songs in movie musicals inspired by Broadway. American songwriter Frank Lesser took his cues from Rodgers and Hammerstein when he created the score to Guys and Dolls. Based on the writings of Damon Runyon, the show premiered on Broadway in 1950 and then appeared on the screen in 1955. The timing was perfect considering the audience acceptance of Oklahoma. The film version starred Frank Sinatra, Gene Simmons, and Marlon Brando. In fact, Brando was extremely challenged in this film when his voice was used in a couple of numbers. We remember Luck Be a Lady, but he also sang with Simmons on I'll Know. This is Forgotten Hollywood.
I've imagined every bit of him, from his strong moral fiber to the wisdom in his head, to the homey aroma of his pipe.
You have wished yourself a Scarsdale Galahad, the breakfast-eating Brooks Brothers type.
Yes, and I shall meet him when the time is ripe. Some fly-by-night Broadway romance.
And you'll know at a glance by the two pair of pants.
I know by the calm, steady voice, those feet on the ground. I know as I run to his arms that at last I've come home safe and sound. Until then, I shall wait. Until then, I must run. For I'll know when my love comes up.
Come as a surprise to me. Mine I'll leave to chance and chemistry.
Chemistry?
Yeah, chemistry. Suddenly I'll know when my love comes along. I'll know then and there. I'll know at the sight of her face, how I care, how I care, how I care. And I'll stop, and I'll stare, And I'll know long before we can speak. I'll know in my heart. I'll know, and I won't ever ask. Am I right? Am I wise? Am I smart? But I'll stop and I'll stare at the face in the throng. Yes, I'll know when my love comes along. When my love comes along.
Welcome back to Forgotten Hollywood. I'm Manny Pacheco.
Goodbye, old girl. My old girl. When you awaken, I'll be gone. Can't tell you where I go. It isn't fair, I know. But trust in me and carry on. Goodbye, old friend. My old friend. There's something I must let you know. I haven't said it much. I guess I've lost my touch. But my old girl, I love you so. Now I know it hasn't all been rosy. We've had squabbling days when tears were brought about. But in a moment or two, we would bill and coo. And never even knew what we fought about. And now your Joe has to go. But he'll come back to you again. So sleep your sleep, old girl. Our love will keep, old girl, till then.
We'll call you Hardy. Joe Hardy. You'll be 22 years old. They'll put a new wing on that museum up at Cooperstown, dedicated to you, the Hardy Shrine. All right, let's go. Cab's waiting.
Hey, did you? I can't believe it. Why, it's incredible.
And though your Joe has to go, come back to you again. So sleep your sleep, old girl. Our love will keep, old girl, till then. Goodbye, old girl. My old girl. Goodbye.
Nestled among the most celebrated musicals in history is an almost forgotten classic. Damn Yankees just never enters into the discussion of great Broadway. We at Forgotten Hollywood are determined to change this noted omission. With choreography from a fledgling genius in Bob Fosse and a score from Jerry Adler and Jerry Ross, brighter work should have followed. However, Ross died suddenly from an obstructive lung disease at the age of 29, and we only have Damn Yankees and Pajama Game on their resume for us to enjoy. Writer and comedian Meredith Wilson scored a knockout punch with his music and lyrics from The Music Man. The show is chock full of love songs, yet most aficionados remember Till There Was You and Goodnight My Someone. My favorite is the Lighter Rose Medley, which we are happy to play for you. on Forgotten Hollywood.
Light a rose, I'm home again, Rose, to get the sun back in the sky. Light a rose, I'm home again, Rose, about a thousand kisses shy. Ding dong ding, I can hear chapel bell chime. Ding dong ding, at the least suggestion I'll pop the question. Light a rose, I'm home again, Rose, without a sweetheart to my name. Light a rose, how everyone knows that I am hoping you're the same. So here is my love song, not fancy or fine. Light a rose, oh,
oh, no.
My rose, oh, my rose, oh, my rose.
Wow, you found us. We're Forgotten Hollywood. Alan J. Lerner and Frederick Lowe followed in the creative footsteps of Rodgers and Hammerstein. Their career work includes music and lyrics from Gigi, Camelot, Brigadoon, and Paint Your Wagon. When they wrote I've Grown Accustomed to Your Face as the finale for My Fair Lady, they had Rex Harrison's limited vocal range in mind. Lerner and Lowe literally helped secure a Tony and Oscar for the gifted actor. This is Forgotten Hollywood.
I've grown accustomed to her face. She almost makes the day begin. I've grown accustomed to the tune. She whistles night and noon. Her smiles, her frowns, her ups, her downs are second nature to me now. Like breathing out and breathing in, I was serenely independent and content before we met. Surely I could always be that way again, and yet I've grown accustomed to her looks, accustomed to her voice, accustomed to her face. Accustomed to the trace of something in the air, accustomed to
me. So what am I to do to keep the sky so blue? There must be someone who will buy.
Toy windmill.
One can do a lot worse than putting the writings of Charles Dickens to music. Lionel Bart created the most successful production of the 1960s with Oliver. And like My Fair Lady in 1964, Oliver was awarded an Academy Award for Best Picture in 1968. Writing ballads for an 8-year-old could be problematic, but Bart used Dickens' social commentary as a point of reference and created a child's love of life despite his experience with poverty and hunger. The concept was a huge success with audiences sitting in theaters. When we return to forgotten Hollywood memorable music from a seldom referenced Broadway production, and the Andrew Lloyd Webber era emerges. Manny Pacheco here. Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History, and Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History shares Americana through the eyes of actors who appear under the titles of such iconic movies such as The Wizard of Oz.
That's a horse of a different color. Come on in.
Casablanca.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
And It's a Wonderful Life.
A discontented, lazy rabble instead of a thrifty working class.
Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History was recently a 2013 gold medal recipient from the Reader's Favorite Book Awards, complete with a star-studded ceremony in Miami. You can purchase the entire Forgotten Hollywood book series on Amazon and at independent bookstores, and you can download the first paperback to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Apple. The Forgotten Hollywood book series is a perfect gift. I invite you to visit ForgottenHollywood.com and pick up a copy of these books today. Stop the World, I Want to Get Off was a hugely successful modern musical in 1962. It won a Tony and made a star of Anthony Newley, who had also wrote the music and lyrics. Needless to say, his next effort was less successful. The roar of the grease paint, the smell of the crowd just didn't capture the fancy of 1965 Broadway. Ironically, it should have, since two really wonderful tunes came from this production. The music is memorable. The play, shall we say, is quintessential Forgotten Hollywood.
Who can I turn to when nobody needs me? My heart wants to know, and so I must go where destiny leads me. With no star to guide me, and no one beside me, I'll go on my way, and after the day, the darkness will hide me. And maybe tomorrow, I'll find what I'm after. I'll throw off my sorrow, beg, steal, or borrow my share of laughter. With you I could learn to, with you on a new day. But who can I turn to if you turn? Thank you.
baked steel or borrow my share of laughter. With you I could learn to. With you I'm a new die. But who can I turn?
Flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, a new day, a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Oh yeah. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom in the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, a new day, a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Oh yeah. It's a bold world, it's a new world, it's an old world for me. I'm feeling good. Ah, yeah. Stars when you shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine. That's how I feel. It's an old world.
This is Forgotten Hollywood. I'm Manny Pacheco. The work of Stephen Sondheim aside, the last four decades of Broadway can be summed up in five words. Andrew Lloyd Webber and Mel Brooks. Now, I admit this is an oversimplified assessment, but one that is hard to argue with. In the case of Weber, his creations include Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, Jesus Christ Superstar, Evita, Cats, Phantom of the Opera, Aspects of Love and Sunset Boulevard. His humble influences include Richard Rodgers, Alan J. Lerner, and Lionel Bart. Talk about your lineage. Everyone has a favorite show from Weber, and for that matter, a favorite hummable tune. For my money, I'll take the seldom discussed All I Ask of You from Phantom. Your tune to Forgotten Hollywood.
Homeward talk of darkness, forget these wide-eyed fears. I'm here, nothing can harm you. My words will warm and calm you. Let me be your freedom. Let daylight dry your tears. I'm here with you, beside you, to guard you and to guide you.
And Andrew Lloyd Webber had his own influence on Broadway productions for decades. The score of Les Miserables and the work of Frank Wildhorn are fine examples. Meanwhile, Mel Brooks decided to turn his own film work into modern musicals. This was an epiphany for the comedy filmmaker. His genius has been confirmed with updated success from The Producers and more recently Young Frankenstein. What makes Brooks so unique is his love affair with the sound of movie music from the 1930s. This is one of his best examples, That Face from The Producers on Forgotten Hollywood.
The urge to merge can rob us of our senses. The need to breed can make a man a drone. We must be on alert with our defenses, for every skirt will test testosterone. So knowing this, I severed all connection with any creature sporting silk or lace. I was firmly headed in the right direction when suddenly I stumbled on that face. That face, that face, that dangerous face. I mustn't be unwise. Those lips, that nose, those eyes could lead to my demise. That face, that face, that marvelous face. I never should begin. Those cheeks, that neck, that chin will surely do me in. I must be smart and hide my heart if she's within a mile. If I don't duck, I'm out of luck. She'd kill me with her smile. That face, that face, that fabulous face. It's clear I must beware. I'm certain if I fall in love, I'm lost without a trace. But it's worth it for that face.
That face, that face, that lovable face. It melts my Swedish heart.
I'm certain if I fall in love, I'm lost without a trace.
But it's worth it for that face.
Hi, I'm Gary Lykin, and welcome to this week's visit to On the Backlot, where we discover the past is still relevant today, where the movies, the music, and the people who brought it to us still touch our lives. So grab some popcorn and join us down front in the theater as we take a stroll through the studio backlot. Now today, while Manny has shared Broadway's forgotten love songs that we've also heard in the movies, I would like to offer a list of some of the movies' forgotten love songs and one memorable song from a forgotten movie. First, let's take a look at some forgotten love songs. Rita Coolidge's Love Came for Me from Splash with Tom Hanks and Daryl Hannah. Up Where We Belong, Joe Cocker, Jennifer Warnes, An Officer and a Gentleman, and who could forget that closing scene that has become a classic of movie romance. And the song After All, Peter Cetera and Cher from Chances Are with Robert Downey Jr. and Mary Stuart Masterson. And then, of course, there is St. Elmo's Fire, the title song from that coming-of-age movie. And how about Les Mêmes? Give that a good French description there. From the romantic comedy A French Kiss with Meg Ryan. And, of course, When a Man Loves a Woman, a hypnotic love song from the Meg Ryan and Andy Garcia movie of the same name. But to close, let's take note of a love song we remember from a largely forgotten film, Endless Love by Diana Ross and Lionel Richie. The song won an Oscar for the 1981 film is barely remembered today. Say, thanks for your notes regarding our stories here on the pop culture side of movies and music in Southern California. I'm finding more rare treasures tucked away in studio archives. Each week, I will share my literary gems about where movies were made, where the stars wined and dined, and as my friend Ralph Story used to say, tell you about things that aren't here anymore. Well, that's the Backlot visit for this week. And now back to our guide into forgotten Hollywood, Manny Pacheco.
Thank you, Gary Lycan. And kudos to our exceptional producer, Steve Guzman, having a great time with Gary today. I thought I'd leave you with great inspirational piece from Spamalot, based on the 1970s work of Monty Python. I hope you enjoyed our look at lost classics from memorable Broadway and cinematic shows. Join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. And remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco.
If you trust in your soul, keep your eyes on the goal, then the prize you won't fail. That's your grail. That's your grail. So be strong.
Set your mind on.